This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
And on the phone, talking to us, all things arts in Melbourne. Welcome to the show, bro.
Go to sleep, people, if you want to now. Now's the time to have a snooze.
Donate, then go to sleep. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction, David. Look, it's been a wonderful week here in Melbourne. Look, the Comedy Festival opened during the week, and look, there's some wonderful shows actually on. So if you're quick, there is one show in particular, Olivia McLeod, who's performing at the Motley Bower House with Pash, which I saw during the week. So it's about, you know, she's 24 and Max is 24 and, you know, she's never been kissed and she wants to be kissed before her 25th birthday. So for a breezy 1 hour, we get this monologue through a series of encounters that, you know, features sibling rivalry and consent and an aerobic Zumba class and, you know, being pushed up against a wall behind at a party. Look, and it was so wonderful to see actually a new performer, an up-and-coming performer, actually performing, and really she really knocked it out of the park. So, look, you've only got one more performance to catch at 8:30 tonight at the Motley Bower House, so I believe there's still some tickets available for that. So you won't be disappointed. And, look, Olivia McLeod is one to watch. So I was really, really excited to see that the other night. But okay. Also last night I actually caught two shows at the Malt House, Stephen Oliver and Reuben Kay. And, oh, my God, completely different. But, oh, God, they were absolutely fantastic, you know. People might know Stephen Oliver from the ABC's Fab-Original. You know, he's a queer black man.
Yep.
Yeah, we actually spoke to Stephen about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
About the show too, Rowan.
But look, you've got to go see his show. He's accompanied by Michael Griffiths on piano, but Reuben Kay is totally out there.
He's awesome.
He was spectacle.
Channeling everybody last night, and he was so on point, and he had just had the audience in his hand, you know, even when it hit rock bottom, you know.
Yep.
I'm not going to give anything away because you just got to be shocked.
Yep.
But it's a wonderful performer, wonderful singer, and he had a six-piece band. And oh my God, he blew the roof off the Malt House.
Yeah.
And
he's a real talent.
Go out and see these shows. But look, there's so much else out there that's on. Ali McGregor's on.
Geraldine's on.
You know, as I've mentioned, Reuben Kay. Look, if you've watched Hard Quiz on the ABC, Tom Gleason is doing a live version at the Melbourne Town Hall. Bev Killick is on the bill. Fabio Motto is doing a piece called Spot down at Theatre Works. Lou Wall's got Bleep Bop. Circus Trick Tees are doing the Forum Melbourne. And Hot Honey Brown are back with the remix. So, look, there is so much on offer at the Comedy Festival. It's an embarrassment of riches, really.
Well, so, and what it will do will bring so many people into the city of Melbourne, and the city really needs it. And Comedy Festivals, we were lucky that did come through last year, and we were still in the city at that stage, Joy, and it was wonderful seeing all the people on the streets running around seeing comedy shows.
Well, David, being out and about around town on the weekend and seeing the queues lining up for venues was just so exciting.
Yep.
And look, there was such a buzz down at the Malt House last night.
Yep.
You know, you can, if the night's fine, you can sit out on the forecourt and there's plenty of food offerings
Brilliant.
Another show you've got to go check out is The Rabble at Arts House. I saw that on Friday night. Emma and Kate, who run The Rabble, are just absolutely fantastic. And, you know, it's a two-hander featuring Dana Milton and Mary Helen Sussman. And look, it doesn't... doesn't go to address all the questions that you want to ask, but it's a very stylistic performance, but very thought-provoking. So, look, go see it at the Arts House till the 10th of April.
Yep.
Music theatre-wise, we've got things coming up. You know, a new production of Evita has been announced that will be doing a tour of the arenas. Not Tina Arena, but...
Hey, boom, boom.
Boom, boom. But an arena production of Evita. We've also got Joseph in his Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Yes.
Coming as well. Expect a big announcement tomorrow with Hairspray. I'm not going to say anything more than that. But,
okay.
Casting announcement tomorrow, and it's absolutely wonderful.
Right.
Look. We were all at Hamilton last week.
We were. And what a great show it is. You know, like so uniquely different.
I've been listening to the soundtrack non-stop since then.
I was very, very fortunate to see it in Sydney. But
I was very fortunate to see it in Sydney.
But look, you've got to compare it.
Whatever.
Venues play an important role in shows. And look, Hamilton sits so well in Her Majesty's Theatre, because, you know, I think Her Majesty's Theatre is the best theatre in the country.
Oh, that's a big big statement.
It is a big call, but, you know, look, Mike Walsh has done such a wonder with that venue, and, look, Hamilton sits there, so people go out and buy a ticket for it. You won't be disappointed. Look, we've got Cinderella coming up. As I said, Hairspray is coming. So, look, there is so much on offer at the moment. Go out and, you know, explore.
Enjoy.
The city,
and support the arts. That's the big thing. Get out there and support the arts.
Buy a ticket.
Yep.
Because everyone, we need to, you know, open back up again and, you know, enliven our arts.
Yep. Absolutely.
As well.
Yep.
Quickly, I'm going to mention, I don't normally do film, but we've got a great film coming up that looks at Queen Elizabeth, and it's called A Portrait in Parts. So it takes a really warts and all look at Her Majesty. So look out for that later this month.
No, thanks. I couldn't be more disinterested. Sorry.
But, you know, look, each to their own. So look, there's so much happening around at the moment. And so people get out there and enjoy yourselves.
All right.
Buy a ticket.
Okay.
Support the arts.
All right. Thanks, Rowan. Always lovely to pick on you. Mm-hmm. That's my favourite thing to do once a fortnight.
He looks forward to it all the time, Rowan. You know that.
Actually, I do.
All right. See you, Rowan.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. And have a happy radio-thon.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We've been talking to Rowan Shearn here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
And, yes, we're running out of time. So if you want to maybe win the key, so you might unvault the... No, what is that?
Unbolt the vault.
Yeah, like you've only got a few minutes to either $40 or more to become a member, re-sign as a member, or donate $40 or more. Come on, do it on our show because we're the best and we beat Friday Night Live every year. So come on.
Isn't that your show?
Yeah.
You're here on Joy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.